Hello and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Mark Colbert. This summer, the Signal Mountain Playhouse is mounting a production of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Many community theater groups may have found just building these sets for the show to be more than they wanted to handle. But the Signal Mountain Playhouse has a group of set designers who relish a challenge. Last summer, they built a flying car for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. This year, they built Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Richard Winham talked to Zachary Huseman, who plays Charlie Bucket in the show, and the play's director, Jennifer Arbogast Wilson, who told him the complex set was just one of the challenges the Playhouse Company had to overcome.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
There's a lot of people in the cast. We've got about 70 in the cast.
70?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think one of the most difficult things about this production is actually the set. The size of the set is enormous. And it's an outdoor theater, which provides its own constraints and issues for creating sets. You know, we don't have fly space like a traditional theater would, and we can't wheel stuff on and off because our stage floor is the earth. So so we kind of have to set something up. But Willy Wonka tours his factory. He brings all these people on this tour, and there's, you know, 13, 14 different locations in the show. And our set designers have worked very hard to design something that's functional for outdoor theater, but still tells the story effectively.
These are the people who didn't think it was a challenge to create a flying car.
Same people.
Every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every year, what do you sort of get into a huddle and say, okay, we made it too easy for them last year, so what can we do this year? Stretch them a bit. Is that basically how it works?
I think so. It's voted on by committee, and our set designer said, I didn't vote for this one. It's a little tough. So, and I can't blame him. It's very complicated for them, but they've done a really great job.
But while the huge complex set was certainly a challenge for the show's set designers, as the director, Jennifer Arbogast Wilson has her own unique set of challenges.
From a directing standpoint, you want to create beautiful stage pictures and you want the actors to tell the story very well. And so that sort of hands-on directing is about the same. What's different is a lot of the technical aspects of it. Outdoor theater definitely has some interesting elements that go into that.
Really? Tell me about it.
Well, the sun is our light for about the first hour of our show. And so we don't actually, you know, when you go in a theater and you get set up and you sit down and they're like, okay, the show's going to start and all the lights go dark. And and then all of the lighting and what you see is controlled by the technical people. And here we have God controlling the first hour of our show. And so the lights, of course, until the sun goes down, we have natural light on the stage. So a good portion of the first act of our show will still have daylight lighting the stage.
This is the 48th season for the Signal Mountain Playhouse, which has become an institution in the community. Grandparents, parents, and now their children have contributed their time, energy, and enthusiasm to countless productions by the Playhouse. Generations have come of age working at the Playhouse. This year, more than half the Willy Wonka cast is under 16.
When you come see a community theater production, you see people who are postmen or attorneys or newscasters who have come together and say, I'm going to do this too, and put something together that's very special. And the one thing that's special about Signal Mountain is that they get so many kids involved that you see people who might end up on Broadway one day, like Zachary Huseman.
Wow. How do you feel about that, Zach?
I feel very flattered, but I think it's true that Signal Mountain does get a lot of kids doing the shows there.
This is Zachary Huseman. He plays Charlie Bucket, the winner of the competition to take over Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. His father, Michael Huseman, is the show's musical director. Zachary, who's 13, has been acting, singing, and dancing since he was 7. His dream is to one day play the lead in a show on Broadway. You were pretty young when you started.
Yeah. And it's just been a huge part of my life.
Really?
Yeah, it's been just...
This is what you look forward to doing every summer?
Oh, yeah. Especially if it's a show that I know. Like, when I heard we were doing Willy Wonka, I was like, yes, I love this show. I'm so excited we're doing this show. So there's, like, no doubt in my mind that I wasn't going to do the show.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in a world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world.
Willy Wonka is a bright, colorful musical fantasy. But Roald Dahl, the play's author, also wanted to teach the children, who are the musical's most enthusiastic audience, a valuable lesson.
The story is about Willy Wonka, and he owns this chocolate factory in town, and everybody knows about the factory, but nobody goes in and nobody comes out. So there's all sorts of rumors about who Willy Wonka is. And he comes out at the beginning of the show to announce to some of the Oompa Loompas that he is retiring. The Oompa Loompas are his workers inside the factory. And he announces to them that he's retiring and he's looking for a replacement. And he's going to put 5 golden tickets inside the wrapper of 50 million of his chocolate bars. So 5 lucky kids are going to unwrap a chocolate bar and find a golden ticket. And that golden ticket earns them a spot to go and tour Willy Wonka's factory. And they also win a lifetime supply of chocolate.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the first act of the show is finding out who all the 5 kids are that get the golden ticket. And then in the second act, they go into the factory and Willy Wonka gives them a tour of the factory. And each of the children is tempted by a room that brings out kind of their worst side. And a lot of the story is about conscience and about our vices and the things that trip us up, and can we resist that, and what do we do if we don't? And so the kids sort of get eliminated from the factory as they fall prey to their vices. And then the one kid remaining at the end ultimately earns the opportunity to take over Willy Wonka's chocolate business.
And that's me, Charlie Bucket.
So what is it about you, Charlie, that you're able to resist all these temptations?
Well, Charlie is kind of the good egg of the 5 golden ticket winners.
Really?
Yeah, he's like...
Is he a sort of insufferable good egg, or is he just a good egg?
I don't think he's insufferable. I think he's just, he comes from a, like, dirt poor family, so he kind of, like, has learned to enjoy what he has instead of the other 4 golden ticket winners being like, I want the newest, the greatest, the best. While Charlie Bucket is just like, I'll take whatever I can get and I will be happy with whatever I can get. So I think that's one of the main differences between Charlie and the other 4 golden ticket winners.
There would seem to be a moral in the story then, huh?
I guess, yeah.
What do you think it is?
I think it's that... you should be happy with what you have, even if it's not the best or the greatest. And you shouldn't, like, be mean to anyone else or, like, it's kind of like the golden rule. You know, love your neighbors as you would like to be loved. So it's kind of like treat everyone else as you would like to be treated.
So what's this all about the temptations? What exactly are the temptations? What's the temptation for Charlie?
The temptation is there's this... I'm trying not to spoil too much of it.
But are you afraid of giving something away?
I think most people know the story, but I'm trying to not spoil it.
Each room has a different type of candy that the kid really likes, and it sort of brings out their brattiness or their... carelessness and those sorts of things. And
gotcha.
Charlie is actually rewarded even though he does fall prey to his temptation relatively early in the second act, but he doesn't get caught falling prey to his temptation. And then later in the second act, he has a moment of honesty with Willy Wonka. And that's when Willy Wonka's like, you're the kid because mm-hmm. you fessed up and you apologized.
Even though you didn't get caught. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So Charlie is presented with this overwhelming temptation and like most of us, just falls prey to it, can't handle it.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, he's a good egg. And so at some point he has an attack of conscience.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels like he has to fess up.
Yeah, he fesses up at the end, even though he didn't get caught. He felt, no, this is wrong. And he has this whole huge, really kind of sad, bittersweet moment where he fesses up to Willy Wonka. And then he Willy Wonka says, you did it, you did it. And yeah.
So what do you think about Charlie? Do you like Charlie? If he was one of the kids in your class, would he be somebody you'd hang out with?
I would totally hang out with Charlie. I would love to be friends with Charlie. Yeah, he's a really good person, and he's just like one of those good kids that's like not a suck up,
mm-hmm.
but he's not like. Too much. He's not too much of a good kid, but he's not too little of a good kid. He's like a happy medium.
And a straight shooter, I think. You can pretty much trust what he tells you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great because we all have a unified goal, and that's to put on a good show and have a good time while we're doing it. And I'm really lucky that I have really accomplished, easy to work with adult actors who make that part of my job very easy. I can just kind of let them run wild and then say, well, that maybe didn't work. Let's try this. But for the most part, they're relatively self-sufficient. So I can focus on wrangling the masses of children.
Well,
it's all about
containing the energy but not losing it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's the hard thing. You know, if you continually just tell the children, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet, they stop having fun and the energy level just diminishes so much that it's not fun to watch anymore. You know, people have fun is contagious. And so when the kids are having fun, the people that are watching the kids generally have fun watching them. So it's important that you keep that energy up, but not up so much that there's just chaos, which sometimes happens. And then we have to tell them to be quiet.
it has to be organized chaos.
It may well be organized chaos, but it seems to be working.
I think everyone who is doing the Playhouse is excited for rehearsals because you're like, oh, this is so exciting. I love this song. So you're like, yeah.
Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Willy Wonka opens this Friday, July 7th. In the Signal Mountain Playhouse Amphitheatre. Tickets are available from 6 o'clock. The show starts at 8. Details are on the website smph.org, from the Signal Mountain Playhouse page on Facebook, or by phone 423 886 5243. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richard Winham.
Play sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to do it for today's edition of Around and About Chattanooga. If you have comments or story ideas, by all means, email them to mike-miller@utc.edu.
Around and About Chattanooga is a production of WUTC with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC. Find us online at wutc.org.